as we heard yesterday, the news coming through that Taoiseach Micheál Martin confirmed a formal state apology will be given to people who suffered abuse in industrial and reformatory schools. It follows on from mediation with four survivors who undertook a 51-day hunger strike from September to November outside Leinster House. Maurice Patton O'Connell from Cara Savine, who was in the Pembroke Arms Industrial School in Tralee, Mary Moriarty Owens, Mary Donovan and Mary Dunleavy Green were the four who did it. This all comes as well with a promise which was worked out through the mediation of a package of additional supports for survivors of those schools to make sure their health and well-being is looked after by the state. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Fergus Finlay, who's chairperson of the Christine Buckley Centre. Fergus, good morning to you and thanks for taking some time to talk to me this morning.
It's a pleasure, Jerry. And I think maybe I should begin by adding my tribute to the courage and bravery of Miriam Mary, the two Marys, and Maurice O'Connell, whose hunger strike was the thing that finally broke this 10-year, 20-year, 30-year logjam. It's been an awful long time since, first of all, the Ryan Report, then the first state apology, then the first promise of a real package of measures. The survivors did get some reparation. There was some redress. But they have struggled, many of them, struggled with frailty, with loneliness, with older age, with isolation, and with all the difficulties that come from a traumatic childhood inflicted on them by a cruel and uncaring system. And finally, I think the patience of these four heroes broke. They went on hunger strike. The Taoiseach got involved, I know, because I was peripherally involved myself. The Taoiseach got very personally involved in all this. He believed them. He took them seriously. And this package has been worked out. We don't know the full details of it yet. And I hope it's not anticlimactic and disappointing. But I do know that they worked very hard, despite the fact that they were in an increasingly difficult position themselves because of the effects of the hunger strike. None of these people, you would say, are kind of the lives that they have led, the childhoods that they had, would not make you believe that they are strong people. But my goodness, the strength that they showed during that hunger strike. And it has led to what I hope will be an outcome that they're happy with and that will benefit all survivors.
And that hope would be for what's promised in terms of the new supports offered. The statement yesterday from the Taoiseach's department said the supports offered will build upon supports already provided for under the Supports for Survivors Residential Abuse Act 2025. It will include supports for health, education, housing and funeral costs.
Yes.
Do you think the government will make good on that promise?
Well, I think if they don't, they will be disgraced. I'd be amazed if the package isn't a substantial one, because I spoke to the Taoiseach several times while these negotiations were going on. I know that he was up late at night. I know that he was involving very senior officials. I know that he was taking it very seriously. There were all sorts of the usual, shall we say, bureaucratic stumbling blocks and technicalities and precedents and God knows what else that always get in the way of these things. But in my dealings with them, and I didn't deal with them to anything like the same extent as the survivors themselves did, but in my dealings with them, yeah, he seemed really determined to get to solutions. And he recognised that justice was on their side, 100% that.
Fergus, why are we here? What, like the redress schemes that were there, the other apologies, they went some of the way, is it, but not all of the way?
It's a very difficult question to answer, Jerry. It's 30 years ago, in February 30 years ago, a documentary appeared on RT television made by Louis Lenton. It was called Dear Daughter, and it was about the life and childhood of a woman called Christine Buckley, who had been raised in an orphanage and had been abused as a child, along with many, many other children. That was the first most of us ever heard of institutional abuse of that kind. Then a couple of years later, Mary Raftery produced a series called States of Fear, which exploded the whole story. Then we had the Ryan Tribunal, then we had a redress scheme. Every step of the way, it's gone from the state condoning violence against children to the state acknowledging that that violence existed, to the state very begrudgingly setting out to make amends. And I think it's that begrudgery, that begrudging approach to the making of amends. The attitude was almost, if you do what is right and proper and fair for survivors, the rest of us will be bankrupt. So it was a case of crumbs from the rich man's table for survivors. Now, the big breakthrough they made, I think, and not all survivors would even accept this, but the big breakthrough they made was that they were believed, that the truth began to come out. But were they supported? Only very inadequately. And I hope now is the moment when we turn that corner. We know from our work in the Christine Buckley Centre how resilient and resourceful survivors are, but we also know what they've been through and how they can struggle.
Yeah, and look, that's underlined. There are still issues out there for some survivors. There's the whole area of children who were boarded out from these industrial schools, many of them to farms. Some of them treated well, many of them treated very cruelly by the families that had them, and they're still looking for access to supports. So the work goes on.
The work goes on, and what you have to remember is no child was ever sent to an industrial school without a court order. And some of those court orders would be tantamount to a criminal record in respect of some of those 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds whose crime was poverty. And I think the work of making sure that nobody in that situation still has a criminal record or a document on file that suggests that they committed some kind of crime, that still goes on and hasn't been completed.
Yeah, and that work still has to happen. Okay, Fergus, and obviously it's up to the government. They're going to schedule the state apology as soon as possible, but hopefully in the next few weeks.
I think so, and I hope when it happens, I hope these four heroes whose names you read out at the start will be invited to be there.
Yeah, I'd imagine they would be. Fergus, listen, thanks for giving us your views on that this morning. That's Fergus Finlay there, who's chairperson of the Christine Buckley Centre, talking to us about what was announced yesterday by the Taoiseach's department and the Taoiseach, a formal state apology, as well as what was asked for in terms of the supports that had been requested by the four, as I've said, Morris and the two Marys. And Miriam as well, Miriam Marty Owens, who went on that hunger strike for all of those days. The government Tuesday, they agreed a package of additional supports was announced yesterday for survivors of additional abuse, of institutional abuse following a successful mediation process. The supports, again, will build upon supports already provided for under the Supports for Survivors Industrial Abuse Act 2025 and will include health, education, housing and funeral costs, and the formal apology will build on the 1999 apology to victims of institutional abuse and take into consideration parts of the 2021 apology to survivors of mother and baby homes and will address issues relating to criminal records. The date for the apology will be scheduled for as soon as possible.